Ever heard of a little thing called Tupperware? I mean, who hasn't, right? But seriously, the journey of these iconic containers, from simple bowls to a global phenomenon, it's wild.
It really is. And you know what's at the heart of it all? It's not just about plastic, it's about Brownie Wise. This woman, she understood that selling Tupperware, it wasn't about the product alone. It was about tapping into something, well, deeper.
You got it. Brownie Wise, talk about a marketing genius. She built this whole empire by empowering women. And during the 50s, no less. Remember, back then, women having careers, forget it, let alone leading a revolution in the business world.
It's mind-blowing, really. Think about it. She was onto the power of social networks before social media was even a blip on the radar. But to really grasp her brilliance, we gotta start with the product itself, the Wonder Bowl, Earl Tupper's brainchild.
Right. This thing was like indestructible, can you imagine? At a time when things were actually built to last. But then add that sleek, modern design. Forget about those clunky old containers.
Tupper, he was a visionary, that's for sure. He rode that post-war plastics boom and created something truly innovative. But here's the kicker, and this is where it gets good. Consumers, they weren't buying it.
People were skeptical of plastic. It's hard to imagine now.
It's funny, right? I mean, plastic's everywhere now. But back then, it was this newfangled material. Anyway, it's a classic example. You can have an amazing product, but without the right marketing. It's DOA.
Like those first attempts.
Exactly. People, they just didn't get it. You look at a wall of plastic containers, it's not exactly inspiring, is it? They needed something more.
They needed to experience it.
Exactly. To really grasp the ingenuity firsthand. And that, my friend, is where Brownie Wise enters the picture. She completely changed the game for Tupperware.
But before we get to her grand entrance, let's rewind a bit. It's the 1950s, okay? And Brownie, a divorced, single mother. Not exactly a recipe for business success back then.
Let's be real, the social context mattered. Women were expected to be homemakers, their lives revolving around family. But Wise, she had other plans.
She was a real trailblazer, you know? I mean, even before Tupperware, Wise was making moves.
Oh, absolutely.
Secretary, then Stanley Home Products, really cut her teeth there.
Don't forget patio parties, her own thing. She was already tapping into that home-based sales magic.
Building a network of women, right? Women who were, what, looking for something more?
They wanted connection, opportunity. She just got it, knew what women wanted.
And maybe more importantly, what they weren't getting. Which leads us right to Tupperware, right? It
Exactly.
wasn't just selling plastic bowls, it was an experience, a social event, with Tupperware as the guest of honor.
Like, picture your favorite Instagram influencer today, but in the 50s, with Tupperware bowls.
Okay, I'm in.
Wise understood people, especially women back then, they connected through shared experiences. Community was everything.
Makes sense.
Those Tupperware parties, they weren't just about the product, it was about belonging. A space for women to just, I don't know, be.
Share tips, swap stories.
Exactly. And oh yeah, learn about airtight seals.
Speaking of, those seals were kind of revolutionary, right? Did people actually toss those bowls around like they showed?
Oh, absolutely. The famous burp seal, the juice toss, pure
It's
genius.
like a magic trick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Memorable and engaging. Imagine being at one of these parties, seeing these containers survive anything.
It's brilliant.
Created buzz, excitement. And clearly it worked.
Talk about taking a struggling product and turning it into a phenomenon. But she got it. You know, she understood her audience, the power of connection, especially when women were often stuck at home.
And the business model itself, it was genius. She didn't just invite women to parties, she empowered them. Build your own business, she said. She
Genius.
saw their potential, a chance at financial independence on their own terms.
Working from home, revolutionary.
Right. And she famously said, "You build the people, they'll build the business."
And they did.
They did. She created the system where women could thrive. Training, recognition, and those Tupperware
Don't
Jubilees.
even get me started on the Jubilees.
Legendary. Winning a Cadillac for selling plastic containers. Come on.
It's the stuff of legends.
Those Jubilees weren't just parties, they were strategic. Motivation and reward all rolled into one. Pure genius.
You had this innovative product, a marketing master at the helm, a network of empowered women. Seemed unstoppable, right? But like with a lot of success stories, there's another layer, a clash of, I don't know, visions that led to Brownie Wise's exit from the company she helped build.
It's like something out of Shakespeare. All the things that made Wise successful, her charisma, her independence, that focus on empowering women, it created friction. with Earl Tupper.
As Tupperware's fame grew, so did Wise's.
Exactly. And you know, Tupper wasn't too keen on sharing that spotlight, especially when he was thinking about selling.
Makes you wonder, right, about the dynamics back then. I mean, here you have this woman breaking barriers in the business world.
It definitely challenged the status quo. You can't deny that. Some people, maybe even Tupper, felt threatened. It's understandable, in a way.
It's sad, but probably true.
It's complicated. Tupper was the product guy, right? No question.
Yeah.
But Wise, she was the marketing genius. She's the one who connected with those women.
She's the reason for the Tupperware empire.
Exactly. But despite everything she contributed, it ended abruptly.
It shows you, even the most brilliant minds, they can be influenced by prejudice.
Yeah.
But even though Wise's Tupperware journey ended, her impact, it didn't. The company kept thriving, proof that her model, it worked.
It absolutely worked. I mean, come on, decades later, and we're still talking about Brownie Wise. And those Tupperware parties, it's more than just plastic bowls. It's about understanding your audience, building community, recognizing the power of, well, in this case, women.
Empowering them to reach their goals, achieve things.
Yes, she was ahead of her time. Those strategies she used, social networks, experiences, empowering her sales force. It's everywhere today, even before the internet was a thing.
It makes you think, right? Could those Tupperware parties work today, even with online shopping and, you know, actual social media?
It's a good question. Things have changed.
They have. But maybe, just maybe, some things are timeless.
Maybe.
That's something to think about. What do you think? And that wraps up our deep dive into the world of Tupperware. See you next time.